Amen. Amen. Have a seat if you will. We're continuing in looking through Psalms, and we have Psalm 51 today as our scripture reading. And many of us remember the story of David, King David. And in the spring of the year, when most other kings are out there waging war with one another, David finds himself lazy at home. That really was how it was. It's like he wasn't doing what kings are supposed to be doing at the time, and he found himself at home and bored and on the rooftop, and he saw Bathsheba across the way on a rooftop. And then that led to an affair, that led to all kinds of things, sin, everything all around. So this psalm that we're reading about right now is kind of that famous psalm that he wrote, kind of asking for God's grace and forgiveness and to get a renewed heart and a renewed spirit. And so sometimes it was like, well, I have not committed adultery and I'm not committed murder. It really doesn't apply to me, but it does. We think about the times in our lives where we've fallen short, especially we're going to be sharing with you all the mission project folks going. We saw firsthand the destruction that the church, capital C, did in Mayan land and in Guatemala. And we're like, oh my gosh, those back in the 1500s were our brothers and sisters that showed up in Guatemala and completely obliterated and destroyed the culture. They were wanted to for it to disappear. And so we think about how we as a church, maybe as a church, we are really not helping society. Or the other thing is like maybe we can be that grace-giving group of people that are making such a positive difference. And so in many ways we can think of this psalm as kind of a for us, and it's a psalm of confession where the church, the capital C church, has maybe been very damaging to the culture and the world around us. Psalm 51, verses 1 through 12. Have mercy on me, O God. Or have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out our transgressions, wash us thoroughly from our iniquities, and cleanse us from our sin. For we know our transgressions, and our sin is ever before us. Against you, you alone have we sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner, when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, and let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. This is the word of the Lord, and thanks be to God. It is absolutely our joy today to come back from our mission trip in Guatemala and to share pictures and stories. And so that's kind of the sermon spot this morning as we share our experience with you, because in many ways you all were there with us because you helped financially help us to get there. And so we had 18 people go, and we had 7 youth that were there, children and youth. And so unfortunately, a third of us got COVID after we got back. And so we have a lot of people missing this morning, but we have you all here this morning, and Natasha and Kenzie and Phyllis, anybody else went on the trip I didn't see, but they're going to be sharing a few stories. But just to get things started, we want to share this wonderful picture presentation. As you can see, all the men, Kenzie and Natasha and Phyllis, it's hard to describe, and we need to put some music to that, the joy and excitement and the life-changing experience, really, we had there, thanks to you all supporting us and encouraging us I've asked the three of you to kind of share some vignettes or some stories of what meant the most to you. Who wants to start off? Phyllis, will you?
Yeah. So I just wrote down words.
I'll hold this for you.
Okay, thank you. So these are some words from the trip. So, oh, dark 30 departure, 5 a.m., yawns, sleep, all flights on time. Warm welcome, fantastic guide, Esven. Fantastic translators, Andrea and Joseph. Beautiful smiles, crowds, bright colors, traffic, quaint hotels, good restaurants, pizza. American franchises, McDonald's, you know, all those. Beautiful children, delightful mothers, terrific and fun Grace Covenant team, awesome leaders, Pastor Dave, Alex, and Barb Gerke. Trash, razor wire, stray dogs, many. History, some very ancient. Education, beautiful country, fireworks. Sweet worship with the Guatemalan Press Church, poverty. Generous, gracious Guatemalan hosts. Narrow roads. Magician bus driver, David. Impressive work of Sidepka. Hugs for Guatemalan friends. Delayed flights. Home. Tired. COVID. Ugh. God's goodness. Love everywhere. Gratitude to God. For Guatemalan friends. For Grace Covenant prayers and support.
Oh, those beautiful pictures. Yes, absolutely. Natasha, do you want to share that experience that you went through?
Yeah. Should I hold it? No mind. Okay. I was helping out one of the children with arts and crafts. Her name was Genesis, and her mother gave me a gift. That's the gift. It's a handmade blouse or shirt that they made, and I was really grateful because we went there to help them because they don't have much, and they still gave me something back, and I really didn't want to take the gift because I just wanted to give to them, and I kind of felt bad taking it, but they really wanted me to have it, and it was just a really heartwarming moment. Yeah.
It was very, very touching. There's a hymn that we have in our hymnal, When a Poor One Gives to Strangers. And it was like, Natasha was just like, oh my gosh, they're giving to me. And there may have been tears that day. And you'll see pictures here, Natasha and one of the youngsters, right there, right at the bottom right there. They just, this little girl just clung onto Natasha for dear life. Yeah. Kenzie, what thoughts do you have? What was some of your favorite experiences?
I think that my favorite experience was probably when we did the reforestation day and we brought some of the kids from the church to help out and just help out. And then they started a game of soccer. I thought that was really fun just because it wasn't planned like the other soccer game that we played. It was all planned out and we knew we were gonna, but the other one during the reforestation was just kind of spontaneous, and Doug was just cracking me up because he was out there playing with all the kids and he was just having a great time. That was probably my favorite experience of the trip.
It was. That's beautiful. Thank you. Other thoughts you guys want, you have? I'm so glad you came up. I've got a treat for you. We give away these mission trip stones as a kind of a significant reminder of your trip, and so we give these to our youth. Natasha, thank you for coming and being part of the mission experience. Thank you, Kenzie, for receiving your stones, and it's a significant moment for you all to be part of a mission project like this. Thank you for coming and sharing. I'm going to share a little bit more as we move on. Other thoughts?
Go sit down.
Yes, you may. Yes, you may. Good, good. Lizzie, if you go back. Go back to that fire. This really affected me emotionally when the conquistadores showed up in 1521. Is a significant date there. What the first thing that these conquistadors did was completely obliterate the culture. It was so sad. And they have, there is a very advanced culture, numerology, astronomy, building pyramids. They know so much about math, about architecture, about water flow, about irrigation. This is a very significant culture at that time. And the Franciscans that showed up, and these conquistadors came, the very first thing they did, the La Destrucción of the Codices. The Codices were basically, if you take like the most learned documents that we have, okay? Take your constitution, take the places that everything was all stored together in one place where everything they knew, all the knowledge that they had, the church came and completely disturbed that, and they actually had a day when they it was like a book banning. And not only book banning, but they lit it all on fire, and that's what that picture is up there. Is that Diego de Landa came and took it upon himself to completely destroy the culture. Next slide, Lizzie. And so, oh, I'm sorry, go back. So this picture right there, you can see Diego de Landa. And he took it upon himself during the insurrection, and they're torturing people. It's just terrible. And so then the next slide is why these mission projects are so important. This is why we as the church show up and make connections with them and value their humanity and value the culture that they have. Natasha was brave enough. This is one of my favorite moments on the trip. Natasha was brave enough. 2 years of Spanish, high school Spanish, or just 1 year? 5 years. Holy cow. Okay, so she developed the confidence to actually start to interact and use her Spanish and connecting. And Phyllis was always connecting with people, and they were going back and forth, connecting through Google Translate and pictures and showing up families. And so it's a very different face of the church that they're experiencing when we come down with our smiles, with our joy, with our connections. It's not so much what we did for them. It's about making connections. Next slide, if you will. They went out of their way to welcome us. We showed up with these 300 kids that were there, and they had all these signs that said, "Welcome Dave, welcome Phyllis, welcome Natasha, welcome everybody." We had our own individual signs made because they were so excited about us coming. Next slide. Then, so you have the face of the church with Diego de Landa, okay, and he destroyed. This is a pastor in the church we're visiting, and he said over and over and over, say these words with me, vida, esperanza, alegría. That means hope, joy, and life. This church, that's why they exist. We exist, he kept saying this over and over and over, we exist to provide people hope and joy and life, literally life, because these 300 kids are at the school. It's kind of one of the only meals that they have during the course of the day. So they literally are giving them life. They literally are giving them hope. They literally are giving them joy. And so that right there is a different face of the church. That right there is why it was so important and so critical and so meaningful to them and to us to bring joy and hope and life. The next slide, if you will, these are the seedlings that we planted. Guatemala is at the convergence of three tectonic plates. And so there's all kinds of volcanoes there. We saw one every morning. We're eating breakfast at the end. There's like, oh, look, there's a volcano going off. How about that? And then there's many earthquakes there that happen. There's all kinds of mudslides. There's all kinds of hurricanes. It is one of the top five countries in the world. It has natural disasters. And so us planting seedlings, we were like, well, I don't even know why we're planting these in the forest. Well, it turns out it's helped preventing mudslides. And so when those seedlings grow and the roots go deep, it's more the roots than the trees. The roots go deep and prevents mudslides. Next shot. We showed up one day. You can see our bus in the very background on the right. And there were 300 women in line waiting to receive these plants that we passed out. Took 2 or 3 hours to plant. And to pass those out, and then while we were doing that, some of the moms and the kids would join together with Nico. Next slide, Nico held court. You remember two weeks ago when Danny was talking with Nico right here? He brought these bracelets that he was making, and that is the head ringleader mom right there, okay? And you can see how attentive she is to Nico, and all these women were just surrounded by, he said it was like a riot. It was like he got marauded by Guatemalan women, and they wanted to know how to do it, and he had such a beautiful time teaching them and interacting with them and making these beautiful bracelets that he had planned on. Next slide. Then we went to and planted many of those plants, and that was a beautiful time. And you can see the typical Guatemalan dress that they all wore. They were all such a prideful people and so humble as well. The women wore flats, and they were like mountain goats going up and down these mountains. It was truly incredible. Last slide. Then we had a wonderful worship service a week ago when you all were gathered here. We were gathering there, and that last hug with Natasha with the child is now the face of the church for them. I'm not saying we completely changed history for them from 1521, but I'll tell you what, we made a deep, deep connection with other people. It's the same thing you and I do here when we're gathered at church, no matter how bad of a week somebody has had. When we connect with one another, when we share with one another, and especially when we share the table with each other.